I had one just like this, but mine played Rachmaninoff. She laughed, surprised. Moni.
That's Dimitri's favorite. He gave me this.
DP. Innocent curiosity. Does he keep the good ones for himself? She leaned in, conspiratorial now. Moni.
You'd be surprised what he keeps locked away. There's an entire place far from here where he hides his treasures.
DP. Slight tilt of head. Where is that? Moni. Smiling.
If I told you, I'd have to make you dance for it.
The band shifted to bachata. DP invited Moni to dance. He led with quiet precision, close but never invasive, guiding her through the slow hip sway and three-step rhythm, the gentle tap that punctuated each measure. Moni smiled despite herself.
You dance well.
I learn fast, DP replied, eyes never leaving hers. The dance became a conversation without words, each turn, each crossbody lead drawing her in further. The song slowed. She leaned close enough to whisper. Moni.
Who are you, really?
DP. A friend. Looking for someone who doesn't want to be found. When the music ended, Moni, half disarmed by the dance, half suspicious, asked,
What's your business here? I hope you're not chasing Dimitri.
DP leaned close, lowering his voice. I heard Dmitry Volkov is looking for high-power drones. I know a man who can supply them. Moni's expression softened. She whispered back.
Yes, he did mention nanochips. But you'll have to wait. He leaves his villa in Malaysia tomorrow morning, heading for his research lab on a small island in eastern Russia. Come back in a week.